Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel today, I can hear the frustration of Jesus as he described his generation. He was saying that people did not like John the Baptist because he was extreme in his fasting. For many, John the Baptist demanded too much. They did not like his monastic or ascetic lifestyle. John the Baptist was too churchy for them. On the other hand, they also didn't like Jesus. Jesus was too progressive for them. They criticized his feasting with the tax collectors and that he was not fasting enough. Jesus was too worldly for them. Same people who did not like John's fasting also did not like Jesus' feasting. I can hear Jesus asking, "What do you really want, guys? Can you not make up your mind? You're acting like little children." That was the generation that Jesus was getting frustrated with. As I reflect about this, I ask myself, am I different from that generation that Jesus was frustrated with? Do I always insist on my own way with utter disregard with other valid ways? Am I open to the new ways that the Holy Spirit is leading me for a deeper experience of faith? As I was reflecting on this last night, I remember a few years ago, I was visiting a friend of mine out of state, and I happened to be there on a weekend. So I asked what were the mass times in his parish so that I can request from his pastor if I could concelebrate. I had late afternoon return flight, so I told him that I would prefer like a mass around 9 or 10. He told me that I should avoid at all costs one of the masses because of the style of music. Well, he was so strong about it that I got so curious about what he was talking about that I decided to concelebrate in that mass. Yes, the style of music was not exactly my personal preference, but I could sense, though, that the people who were at that mass were actually having a deep spiritual experience. They were actually able to pray and enter into communion with God. So after that, during lunchtime, my friend asked me, "How was your experience in that mass?" I said, "Well, the music is not exactly my preference, but that same music that I don't necessarily like are helping people to have an encounter with God. People were in deep prayer. It doesn't mean that because it's not my taste that it's already wrong." You know, the ways of John the Baptist and Jesus' ways are very different. But it doesn't mean that one was right and the other was wrong. Both ways are correct and each way accomplishes its goal of deepening one's encounter with God as seen in their end results. As what Jesus says towards the end of the gospel, wisdom is vindicated by his works. Wisdom is vindicated by his works. Reflecting again on this gospel today, are we part of that generation that Jesus was speaking about in the gospel today? And at the end of my own reflection, I realized that I must admit that sometimes I am in that generation. That's why I have to keep into heart the words in the first reading today. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go. If you would hearken to my commandments, your prosperity would be like a river and your vindication like the waves of the sea. Our Lady of Loreto, pray for us.